The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. I was just talking to Aaron, our par excellent producer and call screener there this morning about some technical stuff. And just want to say welcome to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. I'm your host. My name is Alan Ellis. And we've been doing this for a long time. We're into our 37th year. And we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. Sometimes we talk about guns and we talk about regulations, and sometimes we talk about legislation, and sometimes we talk about whatever, all the time we talk about whatever you want to talk about. So you folks are running the show this morning. It is the it is the first day of the primitive deer season. It runs for 3 days right here at the very end of the deer season. It is the what are we calling it, the primitive deer season, which in which you may take the recurve bow, which my buddy Bruce just texted me. He's on his way to the marsh to hunt Sika deer with his recurve. And you can take a longbow, and you can take a flintlock or a percussion cap muzzleloader. No scopes, no inlines, no compounds, no crossbows. And you know, it's kind of a challenging season that, you know, right here at the end. And it's just another opportunity to for the last chance at a deer. I'll be headed to the marsh this afternoon. One of my favorite places on earth, which is down near Elliott Island. And I will be hopefully able to harvest a Sika deer. No restrictions from the landowner, which is very nice. And he said, you know, you can take a stag as long as you meet the management criteria, which is a branched antlered stag, no spikes, you know, and I'm happy with that. I've taken a number of stags on this property, very happy to do so. Some of them are online. What I want to say, I guess the last, 8 or 10 years, I've taken 4 different stags. Nothing other than what we call branched antler stag, 3 points, 4 points, 5 points. But I'll probably hold out for a 6 point today if that opportunity presents itself, and I hope it does. So, very interesting picture. One of the fellows was in the stand and took a picture of the moon for his son. And, you know, was so focused on getting the right picture of the moon right up the shooting lane. And there's the moon coming up over, you know, it's daytime, so it's a moonrise, a full moon coming up over the trees at the end of, you know, and he snaps a picture and, you know, just forgets about it, takes it home and showing his son and said, "Well, Dad, why didn't you shoot that deer?" He said, "There's a big stag standing right outside the Phragmites, full body right there, big antler sticking up above its head. It's a pretty incredible picture." And the dad never saw the deer. He was focused on the moon, which was a pretty cool picture. So anyway, let's see. I've got a couple texts here. I have to figure out who they are. Hello. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Gary in Dundalk is on hold. Good morning, Gary in Dundalk. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Just seeing what's going on for the day.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's going on in your day?
Well, I'm looking at the computer here. The Great American Outdoorsman Show starts today up in PA.
Yeah, it does. That's the national. Are they? Yeah, that's the Great American Outdoor Show. That's correct.
Yeah, the big one. The big one.
Giant. Yep. Owned by the National Rifle Association. Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I went a couple of years ago. You remember the guys gave me the tickets?
Yeah, I do remember. I was not very diligent in procuring any tickets for that show. We are giving away tickets to the National Outdoor Show, which you'll start hearing about. And hey, Aaron, I forgot to tell you. You want to start writing down a list for tickets to the National Outdoor Show, which is in Dorchester County on the 21st and 22nd. Yeah, if you grab one of the contest lists.
Yeah.
Oh, I will. Aaron's going to go grab the. You know, folks, this is the way my life has been going. I just can't remember stuff. I mean, it's just so busy, busy, busy. I was talking with Aaron. We had three doctor's appointments on Tuesday. We got the Hunting Quarterly of the Press on Monday, so that was a big, you know, review all the pages, make sure all the pages are right and all the, you know, spelling is right and everything else. All the ads are correct, and we got that to the printer on Monday. Then Tuesday, three doctor's appointments in a row with Robin, you know, from like 9:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. And then Wednesday, I can't remember what happened Wednesday, but it was whatever it was. So Wednesday into Thursday morning, I got an email that said, hey, your job's ready to pick up. Well, I wasn't expecting it till next week. So I've been delivering magazines since Thursday and Friday all over the state. So it was fun week. But I did not do a couple things, and one of them was to remember that to tell Aaron that we were giving away tickets. So if you are interested, Gary, we can put you in for tickets to go to Dorchester County to the National Outdoor Show. Do you prefer that?
You know it.
All right. We'll put your name in. You'll be the first one.
There you go. Number one's a winner.
Oh, I mean, it very well might be.
You never know.
Yeah, same rules. Call in. Leave your name and number. End of the day, we'll pick a winner. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, we'll call you, get your address, and go from there.
There you go. Now I got to listen to the whole show. Thanks.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Bye. Yep.
See you, Gary. All right. Well, I'm glad he called in and reminded me of that. So, tis what it is. All right. Let's see, 410, WCBM 680. So the National Outdoor Show, you'll be hearing the commercials on that here pretty soon. We'll be telling you about that, and I'll wait till Aaron gets back. Are you back, Aaron? All right. Sorry to surprise you with that. I apologize. Hello? All good? Okay, ready to go. Gotcha. You got Gary I from Dundalk. Just put his name on there. I've got his contact information. So, unless you grabbed him. Did you grab him? I got it. Okay. I got it. So, if you'd like to go to that show, it's February 21st, which is a Friday night. Doesn't open until 5 on Friday. We'll be there measuring deer for bucks, bears, stags, whitetail, sick of deer, and black bears from Maryland. And then Saturday all day opens at 9, I believe. But we'll send somebody two tickets. But you got to want to go. I don't want to send the tickets out to somebody just because they win tickets and not attend. So anybody seriously interested, we'd really like you to call in 410-922-6680, and we will put your name on the list. And you stand a very good chance today of going to the show. You can enter by text or by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll collect all that information. So there you go. A lot of things to see and do down there. They have a lot of little craft booths and, you know, local vendors and things like that. We're measuring deer, and then let's talk to Tom, and then we'll go into our first break. Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right.
Yeah, I was wondering, I don't get the opportunity because of my schedule to listen to your show that often. maybe half a dozen times a year. But I won tickets to the show you were just talking about. And I believe Gary is the guy with the young boy who had called in, was disappointed the contest was over. And because of my health, I gave the tickets to him. I'm wondering if it's the same Gary or same guy.
Hmm. I don't know if that's...
Anyway,
I don't know that Gary has a young boy. He very well might, but I'm not sure.
Okay, I bet you it was him. But isn't it interesting that on the one day that I'm listening to the show that he calls in? I'm glad that he had a good time at that show, and I wish him luck with the new contest. I did have one quick question for you. You were talking about the legislation to up the... hunting licenses and fishing fees.
Well, fishing license,
how's that going? Where is it?
The General Assembly is, you know, they're just getting their act together. There's still some bills that are going to be, introduced. There are some that I feel are detrimental to hunting, and including the ban on lead ammunition.
Relative to the fees being hiked, is that still open for public speaking?
I don't know when the hearing is on that. I can certainly find out.
Okay.
Do you wish to go to Annapolis and testify?
Right, for people to do that, or even just to contact their
contact your legislators. Yeah, I'm certain. Yeah, they haven't voted on that, but I'm not sure that. I haven't even looked at the General Assembly. I mean, I've got all kinds of updates yesterday, but if anybody is interested and knows how to go on the General Assembly website, very, very easy to do. Put in the subject line fishing, and you will see that, and then you'll see the...
It's the House bill, right? Or is it Senate?
Yeah, well, it'd be cross-filed, House and Senate, yeah. And I'll try to get more information. I apologize. Unprepared for today's show.
It's early in the morning, like I said,
I
don't get to listen to your show, but...
I understand. You know, are you going to be listening to both hours?
I give you praise for getting up and doing the show like you're doing. I hope Robin's doing well.
She's doing okay. Yep, she's doing
all right.
Doing
you have a good weekend.
All right, well, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
All right, fine.
Bye-bye. Oh, my. Okay. Let's see. I have that information here somewhere. Fishing license. Track the bill on Maryland General Assembly website. That's what's recommended by DNR. I knew I read that somewhere. And we'll try to figure that out during the course of the show. But right now, I'd like to tell you folks about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. I haven't been there in a little bit. At 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just up Beltway. Exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. I said Lansdowne. It could now be Halethorpe, but anything and everything you folks need for fishing, they've got it. The sale is coming up in March, but we are talking about perch and the early fishing for things like chain pickerel, perch, catfish are biting. I mean, catfish bite year-round. Clyde Sport Shop has everything. They have rods and reels and line and all the terminal tackle, the hooks and weights and bobbers. They've got the shad darts and the little spoons that folks use for perch and shad and things like that. They've got a line winding machine. If your line needs replaced, they'll take care of that for you as well. Clyde Sport Shop also has live bait, frozen bait. And minnows, if anybody's headed out, they're certainly welcome to stop by, grab some bait, and hit the water. So there are plenty of fishing opportunities out there available for panfish and, like I said, pickerel and perch. So why not stop by, Clyde? Just stop by, get your license, find out what's going on, see what's new, and I think you'll be pleased that everything that you can find there. And guns, ammo, shotguns, rifles, handguns. If you need a firearm, Clyde Sport Shop's got them. Any maker model, they're also your full-line Browning dealer. So, again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Baltimore, just off exit number 9, the Lansdowne-Halethorpe exit. And you can look at them online, too. Their website's really good. It's ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportsShop.com. 242-6108, 410-242-6108, and you will be glad you did. So the gas heater's been on and off. It's on auto, you know, and with the temperature in the room drops below what I have it set at, it'll kick on and warm the room up a little bit. And that's from our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, we've got a gas fireplace insert, but you can purchase one to fit your needs. If you have that fireplace that you want to retrofit, you can fit it with a gas, a wood, a pellet insert, even an electric insert. And if you know you have a fireplace in your housing complex and haven't ever figured on doing anything with it, you can put an electric fireplace insert there, depending on your HOA regulations, for sure. They'll do the installation. They'll help you with any masonry work that needs done, any chimney work. They'll take care of all that and get that thing working for you. And don't forget, if you need supplemental or primary heat in a particular room and you want to go with a wood or pellet freestanding stove, they've got that too. And don't forget, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's does a lot of business in pellets. They've got them by the bag or by the pallet. You can get a pallet of pellets if you prefer. All this, where is this wonderful place? Well, this is Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're located right there at the end of Kent Narrows in Graysonville. BackyardBillys.com is the website. The Hearth America Facebook page is full of good information. That phone number is 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They are open 7 days a week. Route 58, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, the Graysonville exit. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
I got 75 with EV. 75,
the 19th annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th, at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. See amauctions.com. The second day is Friday, February 7th at 5.03 p.m. The live auction will be conducted at the A&M Auctions facility. That, again, is 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of over 400 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, February 3rd from 4 to 7 and Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5. See amauctions.com for more information. Sold!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Gotta rehearse my song. Whoa! That's kind of pretty before it gets started, ain't it? Oh, Frogamony Horton, he did ride Crambo. Frogamony Horton, he did ride Crambo. Frogamony Horton, he did ride a sword and a pick and a revolver by his side, Crambo. Crambo killed fla la ra ra lo lo ro flop do yellow bug too lot of too lot of. That's a hard part right in there, and nephew. Crambo killed la ra ro flop a do yellow bug too lot of diddy. Come off top bottom it Crambo. Aliole and the yodel goes right in there somewhere, but it's a little too high for me. Oh, where will the wedding supper be, Crambo? Where will the wedding supper be, Crambo? Where will the wedding supper be? Way down yonder in a eucalyptus tree, Crambo.
Crambo killed la la la. Enough. Thanks, Tacklebuck Tim, for sending that one in, old Crambone from Tom and Jerry. Appreciate that. Oh, my goodness. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. Senate Bill 258 and House Bill 40, the purpose of altering fees for resident consolidated sport fishing license and so forth, that is all available right there on the General Assembly website. I do not have the date for the hearing or end of public comment, but that is a General Assembly deal. That is not a public comment thing through the Department of Natural Resources. However, you can certainly call them and ask them, that's for sure. All right. 410-922-6680. You say we have a caller on the line there, brother? Alan in Chestertown. All right. Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Okay, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, just heading down the lane to the farm. I'm going to do the primitive arms hunt today.
Good. Glad to hear that.
I wanted to get on the list for the tickets.
Sure.
And I wanted to ask you, I mean, if I wanted to... What do you have to do to get a rack measured?
Bring it.
Just bring it.
Yep. Bring it or make an appointment. Bring it or make an appointment with one of our guys.
Oh, okay. But I could just show up at the show and bring it.
Yes, sir. You sure could.
Okay. I just wondered. Didn't know. Yeah.
Do you have a rack?
If you were a mount, shot it back in. I guess I don't know. 2019, 2018, something like that.
All right.
Anyway, I actually spoke to you about it after that. I was the fellow that shot the coyote and the 12-pointer on opening morning.
Yep.
When you weren't allowed to shoot a coyote.
Yeah, now you can. Yeah.
What's that?
I said, now you can. Now you're allowed. Now you're allowed to harvest it.
I'm aware of that.
Did I scare you when we weren't allowed to do that and tell you that was against the law?
No, I knew. I mean, I actually I called the DNR because I found out that morning that I wasn't supposed to do it, and they came and wrote me a warning because they knew I wasn't doing it on purpose, obviously.
Right. Right. So, oh, they did write you a warning. That's interesting.
They wrote me a warning, but that was good. They let me keep it, and they wrote me a warning. So
yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean.
So, anyway, I don't know. But anyway, yes, good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Tell Robin I've been praying for her. I listen to you almost every Saturday morning.
I appreciate that.
The show, and praying for you guys. And hopefully I'll see you at the show.
Yeah, I'll be there. I will be there. I'll be there both Friday evening and Saturday all day. We'll do the show here Saturday.
I don't know that I'd be able to make it down here on Friday evening, but definitely all day Saturday.
All day Saturday. Well, we'll have we had a conversation with one of our guys last night. We'll have three of our guys down there ready to go. And we know there's some big Sika deer out in that area that are ready to be measured. And hopefully, you know, we always see a bunch of nice whitetails too. So.
Right.
We'll see if we get any bears. Our first event there, I think the first fella in the door had a black bear that was, I think he's number 8 right now in Maryland, but it was big enough for Boone and Crockett, and it was a 400 and some pound bear, local fella.
Oh, wow.
From Dorchester County, killed a big bear up in Garrett. So, yeah,
right.
That was 2018.
Okay.
So. All right, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you. Yes, sir. Thanks, Alan.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Man, let's see. Yes, indeed. All right. Whoa, look at that. 14 and 15 inches yellow perch from Susquehanna. Those are dandy perch. Ending cabin fever. I guess they are, Lee. No question. Yes, indeed. How about that? Maybe he'll call in later. So he's up early, too. All right, we're giving away tickets to the – do we play that spot yet, Aaron? No, the National Outdoor Show. All right. Why don't we play it now and inspire people to call in, and they can hear about what's going on down there, and then we'll just put it in regular rotation. We'll play it again next break. We're probably pretty close to the next break, aren't we? Yeah, go ahead and run it if you got a chance.
Welcome to the 78th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22 at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. The show opens Friday at 5 and Saturday at 9 a.m. Admission only $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country. The heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, savor local seafood delicacies, muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 21, 22. See you at the 78th National Outdoor Show. Hey, for times and details, visit NationalOutdoorShow.org.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That's what we're dealing with. We've been attending that show since 2018. I mean, I think it was 2020 they canceled it because of COVID, and I think 2021 there was an issue too. But we've been measuring deer there. We actually measured the state record Sika deer there, taken with a bow by Boyd Stewart. And speaking of state records, this is a sad thing. In the plane crash in D.C. the other night, there was several fellows from southern Maryland who were flying home from a Kansas goose hunt, very successful from what I understand. And they all perished, of course. One of them was John Boyd, and John was a state record holder for the Maryland white-tailed deer, velvet deer, the non-typical category, a big giant velvet deer from St. Mary's County, gnarly looking thing, very impressive. And I met John, I think 2013, I think he took it to the old contest in 14 or 15, and Bob Newton, one of our guys, measured it, and Bob's kept in contact with him, wrote a story about it. We published a story and actually had John's picture on the front of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly back then. I haven't been able to find that issue just yet, but I'm going to search for it. And John was unfortunate to be taken in that plane crash, along with like I said, six or seven friends. If you were in Southern Maryland, you know, it's all over Facebook and things like that. But heart goes out to those families, prayers for those families who are suffering tremendously with the needless loss of life for these young men. And, you know, they had a great hunt. On social media, the hunting outfitter, you know, they did a great post for the memory of these fellows. So keep those folks in mind, all those folks who perished. And so anyway, I'm sorry to report. All right, let's see. Here's what we'll do. We're on our second set of breaks right now. You just heard the National Outdoor Show. And just call in, name and phone number. I'll give two pairs of tickets away today. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. It was just past there yesterday. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Very simple. I mean, they're always busy. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and all the others, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And I mean any make and model of any car or any truck, all the way up to the, you know, to the tractor trailers and triaxles and that kind of stuff. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, your farm tractor and all your farm machinery, your garden tractor and everything that has a wheel in your backyard. If you own a trailer of any kind, a boat trailer, a utility trailer, a landscape trailer, Spurry's has the tires, no question about it. And if you have an ATV, they've got those too. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. My mother-in-law had a light come on the other day, didn't know what it was, took it to the place, and they diagnosed it for her. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for well over 30 years. You can stop by with no appointment for tires. I'll say it again. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. They'll look at your tire size. They'll come out, look at your tires, walk in, give you a price, and if you can wait a few minutes, they'll get you in the shop and get your tires changed on the spot. Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, or give them a call, 410-822-7384, for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Thank you. We have the trumpeters trumpeting me in here this morning, which means that we've got time for Mike in Eldersburg to tell us a story. Good morning, Mike. How are you? Hello, Mike in Eldersburg. Well, call back. How about Ray in Baltimore? Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Al. Ray Cole. Right. Of course, the best to you and Robin.
Thank you.
But anyway, I called you about 2 weeks ago, told you I thought was a humorous story about a guy making fun of my ragged pants in Kansas. Yeah. And then another guy called in and said you need more calls like that. And then I didn't call last week, and I thought, now that I'll be a radio star, I'll call you today and tell you this story. And it's called A Lost in the Fog When Boy Becomes Man.
And Lost in the Fog When Boy Becomes Man. Okay.
All right.
This is a family show, just so you know that.
I know different. I know better.
All right, good.
So anyway, I was supposed to go fishing. And I was a policeman then, got all these fellas together from the police department, the same shift. And we were going to fish early in the morning.
Right.
All right. And I had a boat then with my father. All right. We shared that. Of course, I was his ace in the hole monetarily.
Yeah.
And so we were going to go. The guys were a little older than me. So it was three of them and me. I called my dad and said, let's go. He gave me heck. Holy heck, that I didn't let him know. I mean, I worked for him like a dog as a kid, and you were always subservient to him.
I hear you.
So anyway, we go. So the guys are there real early. Then my father's not ready. So we're a block away, but get my father. Well, he's got to sit down and eat breakfast. He's got to take a shower, all of this, and we're late. But we get there. And we go, we get down to be Jones's Creek. That's where that big boat, I think that was 36-foot Trojan.
Wow.
And we go out on that, and I wanted to go down toward the Bay Bridge. My father pulls this. I know the way. We're going over out here. These are where the fish are. My father couldn't catch a fish to save his life.
All right.
So he's in charge. So we get over there. I'll tell you where we got over near. Gratitude, Maryland. Gratitude,
okay.
Near Rock Hall. We were right in there.
Yep.
And caught nothing. It's early in the morning. Nothing.
Right.
Nobody says a word. And then the fog hit. When I say fog, I mean you couldn't see the guy standing in front of you. So we all have to go back to work as policemen on the 4 to 12 shift. We got to get out of there. All right. So off we go. And I go down in the cabin, and I sit there with a map, and I know we got to go 280 degrees to get out of here.
Right.
And then I said to my dad, he wanted to drive and all, and I said, 280 degrees, real slow. Put a guy up on the front of the boat, don't want to hit nothing, just real, real slow. So I go down back in the cabin to go to the head, and I'm kind of standing there. And all of a sudden, I hear the RPMs pick up on this boat, and this thing's flying, and my feet are bouncing off the floor. So I come out of there, and I said, what are you doing, Dad?
Right.
And he's got this boat wide open and planing across the water in dead fog. I've always been subservient to your own father.
Right.
And now I'm pulling this thing back, and I said, you're not even heading. It's at 208 degrees. He had this thing all whacked out at 140 degrees or something.
Right, right, right.
And here's where the kicker comes. He says, I didn't know that compass is right. And I said, we are in a dead fog, and you're driving 1,000 miles an hour. And he says, and here it comes. And that, it's a, you love your dad, but
yeah,
now.
Yeah, of course. But you want to put him overboard, right?
Yeah, he says, I know the way. And I said to him, how long have you had that metal colander on your head and receiving transmission from outer space? And he says he didn't know what I was talking about.
Right.
Right. It was clueless. And I served him all my life. And then I slowed this boat down, and then we crept. And we couldn't see nothing. And he was angry as could be. He knew the way, the compass didn't right. Well, all of a sudden, we came out of the fog. We came totally in clear weather. And Fort Howard was on our right. And Spires Point was on our left. And we were sitting right in the mouth of Jones's Creek.
Right where you wanted to
be. And I said to him, do you want to go the way you want to go now? And I'll tell you, he didn't talk to me maybe for a month or so after that. But that is when all your life you respect your father, if that makes sense.
Well, that was
when you finally had to stand up, that was the toughest thing.
Yeah.
And
let me how did it go? How did it go with you and him after that? After, you know, he got over his butt hurt.
All right. Gradually, everything we did, if I correct it, and my father was a heck of a mechanic, and he would start doing things that were just not, they were foolish, and he was not elderly at that point.
Right.
He would pull the heads off the boat, and I'd come down to the boatyard, and he'd have them on the pier with a grinder. And I said, what are you grinding, Dad? Well, I'm grinding the tops of these valves. My motor's noisy. I said, the more metal you take off of it, the noisier it's going to get.
Yeah.
Right? And I walked away from him with the boat and all like that. Later, I got my own stuff. And But just when a son finally is his own person. And the other guys on that boat, when we went out, they never said a word.
Right.
But it was embarrassing to have to stand up like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll get off here. And next time I call you, I'll tell you something more funny. I got a whole bunch of them.
That sounds good.
Did you ever read Patrick McManus' book?
Oh, my gosh, all the time when I was a kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, him and Ed Zern. Patrick McManus and Ed Zern, two of my favorites. They used to be in the back of the hunting magazines. I think Ed Zern was Field and Stream, and Patrick McManus was Outdoor Life. I can't remember who Sports and Field, but yeah, I love those guys. Grew up with those.
Well, Outdoor Guide or something was going Outdoor, and some sportsman thing he wrote in. But I have these paperback books with, like, 15 stories in each book.
Oh yeah, and Patrick McManus. He had who was the guy he always took?
Rancid Crabtree.
Rancid Crabtree, that's the guy. All right.
Yeah, Rancid Crabtree, and he had a couple different characters in there, but it's been a long time since I read them. But
time to dust them off and get a laugh.
Yeah, well, all that's right. True. But to telling you, I have a bunch of the way I've seen stuff in life, hunting and fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe next time I call you, I'll tell you about the Asian guy that encroached on me at Red Ridges. All right.
I know that all too well about encroaching on people at Red Ridges. That happens all the time.
The guy was. I bent over.
Save it. We'll do it next trip.
All right, Raymond. Okay.
All right, Ray. Thanks, buddy. See. Bye. Bye. Let's talk to Claude in Arbutus.
Alan, Robin, good morning to you.
How are you?
That was a good, funny story.
Yep.
But anyway, that cheered us up. But I want to say this. I didn't like what our president said to the people yesterday I mean, I
hey, Claude, goodbye. We're not talking about what the president said. Okay, have a good morning. Thanks for the call. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you folks about backyard billies. Look, there's plenty of heating season left, and Hearth America at Backyard Billies has what you need. If you've been cold enough for too long and you're deciding to do something about it, all you got to do is stop by and see the collection of freestanding wood and pellet stoves. They've got some really cool-looking wood stoves in there. They got the old-timey-looking stuff, you know, the old wood stove, but you know, gathering around the wood stove in the back of the garage, and they've got some modern stuff that's just very stackable and very nice and very, very orderly. And then they've got, you know, everything else. They've got an entire wall of inserts, gas inserts, electric inserts, pellet inserts, wood inserts, and they've got a great staff, friendly service, and they've also got good prices. So all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy. So if you got a fireplace in your house that you don't use, I recommend taking a look at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, to get the insert that you want. Now, Robin and I, we redesigned this whole room and put a big fireplace in and vaulted the ceilings and refinished. You know, this room is probably, I don't know, however wide the house is, by 25, 30 feet long, something like that. New bathroom, new laundry room, new paneling, new roof, all that stuff, new ceiling. Put the stone all the way up to the 12-foot ceilings. And you know, Hearth America Backyard Billy helped with all the stonework, did the installation of the insert, did the chimney stuff, everything it took to get us heat in this room. And we absolutely love it. It's an Enviro EX35 remote control. And we love it. We love the heat. We love the convenience. And we love, you know, everything about it. Why not visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page, social media. That number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. You know, I just thought of something. You'll see a commercial, and they'll do the generic stuff, and they'll show you pictures, and you know, TV commercial, whatever. But they don't tell you the personal story. I tell you the personal story, and I tell you the truth. So that's why I recommend Backyard Billy's. 827-4500, 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue exit off of Route 50, coming from the bridge. Graysonville, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
I got 35 with GB.
The 19th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th, at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. See amauctions.com. The second day is Friday, February 7th at 5.03 p.m. The live auction will be conducted at the A&M Auctions facility. That, again, is 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of over 400 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, February 3rd from 4 to 7 and Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5. See amauctions.com for more information. Sold!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Brayon Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin' on the line. Put me round a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, let's talk to Robert. Good morning, Robert. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What can we do for you?
I'm trying to put my name in the drawing for the tickets.
Oh, okay.
For the outdoor show.
All right. Good luck. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Thank you. All right. 410 WCBMC. No, I don't know if we have time for another caller, but I will tell you this. I stopped by the auction house yesterday, A&M Auctions, down in Parsonsburg. And after I got home, I had a few minutes. I went on highbid.com, went on their website, AM Auctions, and then I went on the highbid site and started looking at some of the firearms for the Thursday night auction. And I haven't even begun to look at Friday night, but there's 5,000 pictures there if you want to look at them. There's ammo, there's, you know, extended magazines, there's just all kinds of box lots of ammo, and you know, any kind of ammo. That's going to be Thursday night, most of that stuff, if you're looking for that. But we are 440 firearms at least, and I got to see some of that stuff that's going to be on the auctions. It's pretty amazing stuff. There are a lot of mounts there from all over the world. There are elk mounts, there are big caribou mounts. A lot of European mount stuff. There's a full African lion mount. There's elk, caribou, mule deer. Somebody's given up a collection of antlered game that's going to be on the auction block. And keep in mind, you know, these internet auction sites go around the world. So, but I will tell you, The stacks and stacks of firearms that I saw and some of the photos that I saw, you don't want to miss this auction, even if you only bid online. And that's one of A&M auctions coming up this week, Thursday night and Friday, and the preview is Monday. So anyway, there's the music. So come to the end of the first hour, try to get a little organized here for the second hour. I don't know, I'm just tired. Get out, stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll be right back after the news.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore!